Welcome back to the Crypto Daily. Today we have Ethan Blockchain joining us, a seasoned crypto analyst, to break down some trending topics. Ethan, great to have you.
Thanks for having me, Sophia. Always a pleasure to be here.
Let's dive right in. We're seeing a lot of buzz around ETF Swap's ETFS token presale, with SHIB and Doge investors jumping in. What's driving this frenzy, Ethan?
It's classic FOMO, Sophia, but with a twist. These investors, often associated with meme coins, are seeing the potential of a utility token like ETFS. ETF Swap is aiming to be the top dog in ETF trading platforms, and that's got people excited, especially with the promised AI-powered tools.
AI seems to be everywhere these days, even in DeFi. But are these investors overlooking the risks, especially given ETF's massive 40,000% projected price rally? That sounds almost too good to be true.
Well, that's the gamble, isn't it? The 40,000% figure is certainly optimistic, and investors need to be wary. However, the success of this project hinges on ETF Swap's platform delivering on its promises. If it does, ETFS could be a game changer.
And speaking of ETFs, let's shift gears to a more traditional space. Ethereum spot ETFs are gaining traction. What's your take on their potential impact, especially for investors hesitant to dive directly into crypto?
It's a foot in the door, Sophia. Ethereum spot ETFs offer exposure to ETH's price movements without the hassle of wallets and keys. This could attract traditional investors who've been on the fence about crypto, potentially bringing in a new wave of capital.
That's an interesting point, Ethan. It sounds like a less intimidating entry point, but are there any downsides to consider?
Absolutely. While convenient, investors need to remember they're not directly owning ETH. They're at the mercy of the ETF provider, their fees, and the inherent volatility of the crypto market.
So it's a trade-off between accessibility and control.
Precisely. And let's not forget the regulatory hurdles. The SEC hasn't exactly been welcoming to spot ETFs, so that's another layer of uncertainty.
Speaking of navigating the crypto landscape, Ethan, let's dive into another hot topic, altcoins. With so many options beyond Bitcoin, how can our listeners make sense of it all? What are some key factors to consider?
It's a jungle out there, Sophia. But seriously, diversification is key in any investment strategy, and crypto is no exception. When exploring altcoins, I always advise looking beyond the hype. Understand the project's purpose, its technology, and its team. What problem is it solving? Is it truly innovative or just another meme coin riding Bitcoin's coattails?
Right. Due diligence is crucial. We've seen how quickly things can go south in this space. What are some red flags investors should watch out for?
Definitely. Beware of projects with vague white papers, anonymous teams, or promises of guaranteed returns. Those are often signs of a scam. Look for transparency, a strong community, and real-world use cases. And remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Solid advice, Ethan. Now let's talk about some specific altcoins that have gained traction. Ethereum, of course, is the obvious contender. What are your thoughts on its long-term potential?
Ethereum is the OG altcoin for a reason, Sophia. Its smart contract functionality opened up a world of possibilities for decentralized applications. While it has its scalability challenges, the move to proof of stake and ongoing development efforts show promise. I'm bullish on its future.
Interesting. And what about stablecoins like Tether and USD Coin? They seem to be gaining popularity, especially in light of Bitcoin's volatility.
Stablecoins offer a way to hedge against that volatility, acting as a bridge between crypto and traditional finance. They're particularly useful for traders and those looking for more predictable price action. However, transparency and regulatory scrutiny are crucial, as we've seen with some stablecoin controversies in the past.
Absolutely. Transparency and regulation are essential for the entire crypto space to mature and gain wider adoption. Now, before we move on, any other altcoins on your radar that you think our listeners should keep an eye on?
Solana is doing interesting things with its high-speed, low-cost transactions. Cardano, with its scientific approach and focus on sustainability, is another one to watch. And of course, we can't forget Dogecoin, the meme coin that became a phenomenon. While its long-term viability is debatable, it's a testament to the power of community and the unpredictable nature of the crypto market.
Speaking of the unpredictable nature of the crypto market, Ethan, I wanted to get your take on a topic that often leaves investors wary, rug pulls. What exactly are they, and how can our listeners protect themselves?
You're right, Sophia. Rug pulls are unfortunately becoming more common in the crypto space. In essence, it's a malicious maneuver where developers abandon a project and make off with investors' funds. Imagine a beautiful rug being pulled out from under your feet. That's the feeling investors are left with.
Ouch, that's a vivid analogy. So, how can someone spot these rug pulls before it's too late?
There are some red flags to watch out for. Always research the team behind a project. Are they anonymous? Do they have a questionable past? These are major warning signs. Also, examine the tokenomics. A lack of liquidity lock, meaning the creators can dump their tokens at any time, is a huge concern.
That makes sense. What about those projects that promise sky-high returns? Are those always too good to be true?
While not always a guarantee of a rug pull, ridiculously high yields should raise eyebrows. Always be wary of projects promising returns that seem unsustainable. It's crucial to do your due diligence, read the white paper, and understand the project's fundamentals.
Due diligence is key in any investment, especially in the crypto world. Any other advice for our listeners on how to navigate this risky landscape?
Don't invest more than you can afford to lose. Diversify your portfolio, and remember, if something feels off, it probably is. Trust your gut.
It seems like no one is safe from these crypto scams, Ethan. Even Lego, the beloved toy company, was recently targeted. What are your thoughts on this latest incident?
It's a wild one, Sophia. The fact that scammers were able to compromise Lego's website, even for a short time, is concerning. It highlights the vulnerability of even well-established brands in the face of these sophisticated attacks.
Absolutely. And the fact that they used a fake Lego coin is a classic tactic, preying on people's familiarity and trust in a brand.
Right. It's a textbook case of what's known as a honeypot scam. They create a sense of legitimacy and urgency, hoping to lure in unsuspecting victims with the promise of quick riches.
And sadly, it works. People get caught up in the hype and FOMO, often failing to do their due diligence. This Lego incident, along with the OpenAI and SEC Twitter hacks, really underscores the importance of vigilance in the crypto space.
Couldn't agree more. It's a constant cat and mouse game, with scammers becoming increasingly sophisticated. Education and awareness are our best defenses. Always double-check URLs, be wary of promises that sound too good to be true, and when in doubt, walk away.
This next story is a bit concerning, Ethan. It seems Australians are being particularly targeted by crypto scammers who see them as easy prey. What are your thoughts on this?
It's a worrying trend, Sophia. While scams are a global issue, this perception of Australians as easy targets is troubling. It speaks to a potential gap in law enforcement and awareness.
Exactly. The article highlights how scammers believe Australian authorities are less likely to pursue overseas fraudsters compared to, say, the FBI in the United States.
And that's a dangerous precedent. This lack of perceived risk emboldens scammers, making Australia a more attractive target. The article mentions the AFP's Operation Firestorm, which aims to disrupt these overseas networks, but it seems to be in its early stages.
It's good they're taking action, but you're right, it's early days. The article also gave a chilling inside look at how these scam call centers operate, with sophisticated tactics and scripts designed to prey on people's vulnerabilities.
Absolutely. The story of Mark, the former scammer who spoke out, was eye-opening. The level of organization, the training they receive, it's like a well-oiled, albeit criminal, machine.
And the psychological manipulation is key. They build rapport, exploit people's financial aspirations, even using Google to gather information and appear more knowledgeable.
It's predatory, Sophia, and the impact on victims can be devastating, both financially and emotionally. The story of Peter Bulley, who lost over $2 million, is heartbreaking. It highlights the devastating consequences of these scams.
It's a stark reminder that anyone can be a victim. We need greater awareness, education, and stronger international collaboration to combat this growing threat. So, Ethan, this analysis of the top 10 performing cryptos paints an interesting picture of the market in 2024. What stands out to you the most?
Well, Sophia, the sheer dominance of meme coins is hard to ignore. Pepe leading the pack with a staggering 649% YTD growth shows the power and perhaps the danger of community-driven hype.
It's a double-edged sword, isn't it? On one hand, it democratizes access and injects excitement. On the other, it's highly susceptible to manipulation and bubbles.
Exactly. And the lack of a supply cap for Pepe adds another layer of risk. It's pure speculation at this point.
Then we have Bitcoin, the reliable veteran, still delivering solid returns. Though its decreasing volatility suggests a maturing market, potentially attracting a different type of investor.
Indeed, the institutional interest in Bitcoin is undeniable, but it's interesting to see projects like Bitensor and Fetch.ai, focused on AI integration, also making waves.
It speaks to the evolving nature of the crypto space. It's not just about digital gold anymore. We're seeing blockchain technology applied to AI, DeFi, even real-world asset tokenization.
And that's where the real potential lies, Sophia. These emerging trends could redefine industries. But as with any nascent technology, there are risks and regulatory hurdles to overcome.
Absolutely. The potential impact of CBDCs and stablecoin regulations can't be understated either. It's a dynamic landscape, and 2025 promises to be another pivotal year for the crypto world. So, Ethan, we've seen this interesting trend of billionaires warming up to Bitcoin. What's driving this shift, especially from those who were once skeptical?
It's a confluence of factors, Sophia. The emergence of Bitcoin as a distinct asset class is a major one. Portfolio managers are recognizing its potential for diversification and risk-adjusted returns. The advent of spot Bitcoin ETFs has also been a game changer, offering a more familiar and regulated entry point for traditional investors.
That makes sense. ETFs certainly lower the barrier to entry. But what about the narrative of Bitcoin as digital gold? Is that resonating with these investors?
Absolutely. The current geopolitical landscape and concerns about inflation are pushing investors towards safe haven assets. Bitcoin, with its limited supply and decentralized nature, is increasingly seen as a hedge against these uncertainties.
And we can't forget the potential upside. Bitcoin has consistently outperformed traditional assets over the long term. Are these billionaires simply chasing returns?
While the allure of high returns is undeniable, I think it's more nuanced than that. They're seeing the technological disruption potential of blockchain and recognizing Bitcoin as a first-mover advantage in this space.
So it's a combination of portfolio diversification, hedging against risk, and tapping into the potential of this emerging technology. It's interesting to see how even the most sophisticated investors are grappling with Bitcoin's unique characteristics. This academic paper arguing for government attacks on privacy-focused blockchains is certainly raising eyebrows, Ethan. What are your thoughts on their proposed tactics?
Well, Sophia, it's a bit like suggesting we fight fire with fire, isn't it? 51% attacks, price suppression, Sybil attacks. These are the very tools malicious actors use to disrupt blockchain networks. Using them for regulatory purposes seems counterintuitive and potentially dangerous.
The paper does emphasize these measures as a last resort, after exhausting other options like blacklisting wallets and sanctions. Do you think there's any scenario where such extreme measures would be justifiable?
It's a slippery slope, Sophia. While combating money laundering is crucial, undermining the core principles of decentralization and user privacy sets a dangerous precedent. Where do we draw the line? Today it's privacy coins. Tomorrow it could be any blockchain that doesn't fully align with government mandates.
And it begs the question, are these concerns about money laundering truly justified when it comes to crypto? The UN and even the US Treasury seem to suggest otherwise.
Exactly. The data shows that traditional financial systems are still the preferred avenues for illicit activities. Targeting privacy-enhancing tools in the crypto space feels like a misplaced priority, almost a red herring to distract from the real issues.
Especially considering the recent crackdown on crypto mixers like Tornado Cash. It seems the government is sending a clear message about its stance on privacy in the digital asset space.
And it's a chilling message for anyone who values financial privacy and autonomy. If we sacrifice these fundamental rights in the name of security, are we truly any safer in the long run?
Well, Ethan, this story about a mother borrowing money from her son to invest in Bitcoin certainly raises some eyebrows. It seems Dave Ramsey had some strong opinions on the matter.
He certainly did, and his perspective, while blunt, highlights the volatility and risk associated with cryptocurrencies, especially for someone in a financially precarious position.
Right, and it's interesting because while Ramsey's advice to the son, Philip, was to get his money back, the irony is that the Bitcoin investment actually did significantly increase in value over time. It just didn't make the mother a millionaire as she had hoped.
Exactly, and that's the thing about Bitcoin, and really any investment. Past performance is not indicative of future results. While it's tempting to look at the price charts and dream of getting rich quick, the reality is far more nuanced. Investing requires careful consideration, diversification, and a long-term perspective.
Absolutely. It's crucial to approach investments, especially in volatile markets like crypto, with a clear understanding of the risks involved and a strategy that aligns with your financial goals and risk tolerance. This situation also highlights the importance of financial literacy and open communication about money within families.
Couldn't agree more, Sophia. Financial literacy is paramount, especially in today's world, where there are so many different investment options and financial products available. It's essential to do your research, understand the risks, and seek advice from qualified financial professionals when needed. And finally, Sophia, we come to the rather unsettling topic of cryptocurrency spoofing. It's a stark reminder that while the crypto market can be exciting, it's not without its share of bad actors.
Indeed, Ethan. Spoofing is a serious issue, essentially a form of market manipulation where traders try to artificially influence the price of a cryptocurrency by placing large buy or sell orders that they never intend to fill.
It's all about creating an illusion, Sophia. These spoofers are betting on triggering emotional reactions from other traders. They want to create a false sense of market momentum, either positive or negative, to drive prices in the direction they want.
And given the inherent volatility of cryptocurrencies, it's a strategy that, unfortunately, can be quite effective. The article highlights how spoofers prey on the fear of missing out, or FOMO, that can grip traders, especially in a fast-moving market.
Precisely. And when that fear kicks in, traders might make impulsive decisions, buying or selling, based on manipulated price movements rather than sound analysis. This is why it's so crucial for investors to be aware of these tactics and to trade with a level head.
Absolutely. The article offers some good advice, such as sticking with regulated and reputable exchanges that have robust security measures in place. It also emphasizes the importance of being cautious and not getting swept up in the hype. If an opportunity seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Couldn't agree more, Sophia. Ultimately, education is key. The more investors understand about market manipulation techniques like spoofing, the better equipped they'll be to protect themselves. And that's a message we need to keep amplifying.
Well said, Ethan. And on that note, we wrap up another episode of Crypto Daily. From navigating the complexities of Bitcoin's price swings to understanding the intricacies of market manipulation, we've covered a lot of ground today. The key takeaway, as always, is to stay informed, do your research, and invest responsibly. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the ever-evolving world of crypto. This is Sophia Satoshi, signing off.